Hey everybody, this is Diane Reiser and the Unapproved Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I am a spiritual advisor and I work with clients all over the world. Thank you so much for being a part of this. If you are a new listener, this is a spiritual discussion for skeptics and non-believers and some random things in between. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today, I posted my article on Substack, finally. It's been a month of still getting organized, getting things done. So business-wise, you may not have, my articles came out a little bit late, and so is this podcast. So bear with me. I appreciate your patience on all this. Someday I'll get consistent. At least I am consistent in getting you something every month. So I want credit for that. I'm just sliding it right in at the end of the month. But as I was talking about, I want to talk about the what if mantra. This is something years ago, I was coming out of undiagnosed postpartum depression. Could not get my act together. I'd gained the weight, couldn't get rid of the baby weight, was feeling bad about that, along with just in general, right? Like mental health and that sort of thing wasn't quite where it should be. And I was putting on my makeup one day and intuitively it came to me to like, what if, you know, and it was compared to, Nike's Just Do It is kind of what kind of popped in my head with that as a comparison. But what if? What if I tried something? What if I did that? What if it didn't fail? What if it did? It became sort of definitely a mantra for me to get moving and not be scared of that forward movement in some areas. And so I wanted to talk about utilizing that both day to day and through life challenges, but also seeing that through kind of worldly eyes in terms of what's going on societally around the world and the what if mantra and how it fits. That's what I want to talk about. So thanks for joining me. Let's get to it. So as I was talking about with the mantra came to me during a difficult time. It was kind of funny because it wasn't something that I searched for or like determined that day I was looking for something to keep me going. It was literally, I was putting my makeup on, getting ready for work. And just like all intuitive insight, it does comes randomly out of nowhere, which is how you know it's intuitive guidance. And so I decided, okay, I'd been reading a lot about how running was good for mental health, was good to lose like baby fat, just an overall good workout. And I always hated running. In school, it was like my worst sport. Hated it, absolutely hated running. From Michigan, hate winter, hate being cold. And I know the word hate seems strong, but I really did not like the cold. Never liked living in winters in Michigan. So for me to make a decision to what if I went for a 5K run in December, you know I was desperate to make a change because this girl is not that girl typically. So I did. I what if'd my way all the way through everything. So what if I went and joined a running club? Okay, I did that. What if, which wasn't required by the way, but what if I joined it and signed up to do a 5K? Cool, I did that. But what if I signed up for the running club and the 5K, and what if I made myself run the whole thing? No stopping, no walking. Not as a competition towards anyone else, but as just simply a personal challenge. And I did. I There was a local run group who actually worked with these sponsored races, and so it was all kind of one big, I don't know, kind of a grouping event. So they'd bring in the people to practice and become runners, and then they, through that process, they would support you if you wanted to join a race, and then you'd have people to run with in the race. And so it always worked out pretty cool. That was the first race I ever ran. It was the first time I ever enjoyed running. The way they broke it down was perfect, and I did it. I absolutely did it. So once I saw that the what if mantra worked for me to get me running in December, why wouldn't it work for anything else? And so I started utilizing that through life and through life challenges. Instead of looking at things as even, let's look at No Secrets. We were between, my husband was in between employment, and I talked about this, I think I talked about it a little bit last month, but the question was, what, instead of why am I here, the question is, what if I'm supposed to learn something from this? What if I'm supposed to get something from this? And also, what if we saw the why in what we were doing? If you can see the purpose, the why, and you can wrap your head around what if I go ahead and try whatever it is, you'd be shocked at what you can accomplish. It's absolutely amazing. And going back to my the 6 months of gap that we were in, that's how we pretty much survived. So what if he doesn't get a job within this time period? What do we do? What if we need, let's say, what if we need money for X? What do we do? What if we need to do Y? What's that look like? And so I broke it all down. I took all my fears, everything that we all kind of like roll around in our brain, and I wrote it all down. And the what-ifing helped us challenge ourselves to think about things in a different way, challenge ourselves to come up with solutions in ways that either we never thought of before or that we just had forgotten were options. And then the focus was, what can we get out of this? What growth can we get? And in our case, we had a lot of growth. Patience was one big one. Of course, faith was the biggest, actually. We really, really leaned in on faith that there was a reason for all of this, and also faith that we were to learn something, and it was moving us forward. And so when you're not sure of what's happening, instead of panicking, which will come, as I've talked about before, this is normal with life challenges, but the key to overcome is seeing all the what ifs and picking which path you're going to take to accomplish it. Setting some goals, breaking those goals down to little tiny steps, and little by little making it happen. It's that plan for the worst, hope for the best, but if you have all the what ifs covered that you can think of, and you have answers to all those what ifs, it's just like this next layer to what we talked about last month, which is you plan for all these things and then you can breathe. And part of the planning is to see what you need to get out of it, what it might be teaching you. Lean into your intuition to see what it is that you need to gain from this experience. In our experience, I found there was a lot of different things that needed to be handled, some shakeups that needed to be done in our own life, in our own mindset, things that we had to get out of, ruts we needed to bring ourselves up out of, and like I said, ways of thinking all had to change. And you don't realize it while you're in it. But you need kind of a shakeup. We need a life challenge to get us out of the ruts and to get us down the road, right? And so this is all about progress. We can either look at things, life challenges, as from a victim's point of view, like, woe is me, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? Or we can take it and shift it and look at it differently, as in, what am I supposed to gain from this? Why am I getting this opportunity? And where is it taking me? Or where do I want it to take me? Sometimes it takes, not sometimes, it really does take a lot of personal, guess, insight. So if I'm looking at something as an example, I'm trying to think of something that, okay, here's a good example. When we moved first to Florida, I left corporate world, right? And then was looking for another job. Was having a really hard time finding, for some reason. It felt like random that I could not find. I went from a corporate, very successful world, quite a resume, a lot of experience that I could bring to a lot of different types of companies and a lot of different positions. So I applied for all of those kinds of things in Florida and couldn't find anything. It was just the most, it was a very bizarre experience. Because I usually, at least I would get somebody calling me for an interview at least, and nothing at all. And then I got a job through a referral working for someone in their office. It was like a very like entry level position. It was perfect for what I needed at the time. And it was flexible hours to work around my kids. And even though I had all of those pieces that I needed to work given to me, it still didn't work out. I still ended up having to leave that job. My father got sick and I had to like do an urgent exit. That was that. But what really happened spiritually and in terms of life path and lessons, we learned, it turns out we didn't need two incomes. We learned, I needed the space to help my parents, to be there for my parents. I needed to be available for my kids. And I actually needed to not be working in corporate anymore. It was really bad for my mental health. And so, if I had pushed through and stayed with that job, or pushed through and forced myself into another like corporate administrative type job, it would have consistently caused me to crash and burn because I wasn't supposed to be there. Why? Because it ended up being that I had to be available 24/7 to help with my parents. And that need came way faster than any of us expected. And so, absolutely, universe was putting me in place to be available to do that. Things kept happening at the schools that caused me to need to take the kids out. And so we ended up just deciding to homeschool. Homeschooling plus me being available for my parents put set us up into a perfect situation to be able to take care of family. And then within that space, the space I had avail, or I guess the availability outside of all of that that I had for me was what I used to build my intuition and how I become to serve in this world now. because if I hadn't left corporate, if I had stuck with it, I wouldn't be talking to you today about all of these experiences and all of these insights for your intuition that I have to share. So everything happened for a reason to bring me where I'm at today. And there were purposes all along the way. It was my intuition that helped me take care of my parents. It was building that intuition that helped me get really good at reading my mom and knowing what she needed. It was building that intuition that helped me understand my kids better, helped me guide my husband, helped us relocate by seeing what was happening, where we were and where we needed to be. So if we can take a step back from our life challenges, feel the feels for sure, go through the process of grieving a change, going through different difficulties, go through all of that process of, I guess, grieving, if you will. But then take the time to see the why and challenge your what if. So another example is even when we moved to North Carolina, it wasn't something that I woke up one day and said, I want to live in North Carolina. Intuitively, it came to me, but it was all these little bits and pieces of things that were challenging us that made us start looking at that. So think about your life and all these challenges that we have. Maybe if you take a moment and even look back at examples that you've of instances in the past that you can see, like, oh, I fought that all the way through. And when I finally gave up, maybe you didn't use a what if mantra, but you finally like gave up fighting, and because you were tired, accepted that particular path that led you into a place you never expected for the greater good for you. There's reasons for everything, but if we keep fighting against it, we are going to feel like we're going to get exhausted and you're going to feel deflated and defeated. But if you take some time to see the why and challenge your what ifs, you'd be amazed at the progress and growth. Totally amazed. It's so important to, how do I say this? It's just really important for you, from my perspective, in my humble opinion, in my experience, when you're going through a life challenge, between the time of I would say the shock of the change, where you have the grieving and the upset and the frustration and madness, after you go through that a little bit, right after that is the time to what if yourself. It sounds like I'm telling you to go do something profane. But start looking at it. Okay, why am I going through this? What can I gain from it? And you may not see it right away. Start journaling. Use that as your writing prompt. You know, what if I accepted this change? What if I fill in the blank, you know, what if I take this job? What if I leave this person? What does that look like? Okay. What does it look like to you? Does it look good? You know, what are all the possibilities? And break it all down. And you'd be shocked at what it is. I know I keep saying that, but it really is one of those things where you go, oh my God, it's so simple. It's stupid, but it's works. So that's for personal use, right? But what if we use it to see things on a bigger scale? Okay. back in 2019, and you've heard me talk about this in many, many, many of these podcasts, because it was a very powerful vision, and you don't forget powerful visions that are meant to be held. And all that we're going through now, although I didn't see exactly how we were going to be or how we were going to get to where we're at today, I absolutely saw that we would have an uprise. The people would come to, would start demanding more, that good would overcome evil. There's a lot to it that I was seeing. And it got me thinking, what if we take a moment and see the possibilities that can come out of hardships around the world, right? What if they're all meant intuitively, spiritually, to show us some things, to teach us some things? This topic kind of got started too. I was talking to a friend of mine about all the craziness that's going on in the world, the extremism, hate, and her fears within it. And she lives here in the United States. And I reminded her, because it's come to me many times as a reminder intuitively, the United States is a very young country. If you look at United States compared to probably all the other countries, we're so young. And we're kind of in those teenage moving into adult years, I feel like, energetically. So we're rebellious. We are trying to make it our own. We don't want to listen to each other. We don't want to take advice. We don't want to share, right? We're kind of all over the place with our emotions. All of that is sort of, I'm attaching human elements to kind of our country's state, but it sort of is caused by the human elements, right? That sort of it is caused by that. But all of those things are occurring because we're so young, because we have to go through the growth. If you look at, I'm going to use Germany as a just an example, only because I have experience comparing our countries with colleagues, German colleagues, and this was part of my awakening experiences, was to meet people from other countries and understand the growth within their country. And something I'll never ever forget, and I believe, on a side note, everybody should experience another country, culture at least once in their life. It changes your perspective, it educates you in ways and opens your minds in ways you never expected or could fathom. But I remember talking to my German intern about like comparing the United States to Germany. Simple things would be like we as Americans, you see everybody and their brother putting the American flag out and flying it, right? There's pride in the flag. They did not do that at the time. And I think this changed shortly after because they won the, I don't know, FIFA Cup or something. They had something to be proud of because that's what my intern explained to me. The Germans did not fly ever, they did not have the flag flying everywhere in Germany at this time. This was in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, because of what happened, because of Nazism, because of fascism, because of the war and all that they went through because of Hitler. And it was embarrassing to them as a country. Now, if you go back in history, which is why it's so important to understand history, if you go back and look at the story of how that came to be, you will see it's very similar to what the United States is going through. And we can learn a lot from them. History repeats itself. Why? Because the universe has to teach, we have to learn. And what happens if a child keeps grabbing hold of something they're not supposed to have? They keep being told no, right? They get disciplined until they stop it. Well, that's where we're kind of at in the United States. So let's take a second and understand a little bit more. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Think of where we are today. Think about like what's important to the people today. You've got your TikToks and your Instagrams, you've got your OnlyFans, all these different places, all these sites, which are fine, but people have lost themselves within it. We've lost our humanity. It's all about our looks, and it feels like it's come to a head. This was the case. This has been the case for many, 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 many generations in terms of how we carried ourselves or societal norms or expectations. But it's gotten over the years progressively worse, 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 and to the point where now you have people like young women changing themselves to look like a doll. That's not normal. We've become so obsessed about our nails, about our face, about all the products we put on our skin, about our hair and all the products we put on our hair, the clothes, where we're getting it. It's become like it was bad in my generation, and I think it's been like that, but I think our generation, it felt like I was born in the 70s, so it feels like our generation really, a lot of that stuff really started taking hold of needing, 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 needing more, 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 more. And so if that's our society, and we're going faster, 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 kids are involved in everything, everything, so much stuff. Oh my God. As I think about it, it's just overwhelming to me. All of that has to stop. It's gotten too crazy. We've lost ourselves. Well, how do you find your way back? You have to hit rock bottom sometimes. You have to be, as they say, you have to look yourself in the mirror. You have to see yourself. And I have said this all along. I'll repeat it now and I'll repeat it a million times after. I'm just forewarning you. Trump is just an avatar for who we've become as a nation and as people, as society. It's not just here, but all over the world. But the United States has become a just the prime example of everything that's wrong with humanity. Not as a country per se, like I'm not saying Americans are a bunch of assholes, although the squeaky wheel is easily heard, right? So you would think we're all that way. But we are being represented as that way. And so we are being seen that way. And that's something people need to understand. Our political representatives truly represent us all around the world. So if you don't want to be thought of as a certain kind of person, think of that as you elect your leadership. But this isn't even about politics. This is about love versus hate. This is about being humble, narcissism, all of it is being. There's a light being shined on all of it. And we needed that as a society. So, the why for all of this? No, those who are being harmed do not deserve harm. However, we as a people need to learn that we need to learn our value. We need to understand our worth. We need to stand up for ourselves and understand our power. Without going through all that you're seeing happening, without somebody coming along and taking all the toys from the toy box and walking away, nobody would change. Because, okay, if one toy, if somebody comes along and steals one toy out of a bunch of toys, 50 toys in the sandbox, nobody really cares. But if that same person walks up and takes all the toys away from everybody in the sandbox, now we have an uprising. And so we need to be shaken. People have gotten too complacent and allowing their powers to be taken away from them. Their individual, your individual power has slowly, you keep giving it away. And I've watched this even as a child. Every 4 years, new elections, something else gets taken away from us. And again, this isn't so much about politics, although politics is the tool for thieves. And so our systems have gotten bastardized. The intentions of the of amazing systems have been shut down. And so we've ended up with a chaotic mess that's built for everybody else but the people who need it. So, in order for all of us to finally see it, in order for the deniers to finally get the message, it has to get to the extreme. So, why are we going through all this? Because we need to be taught a lesson. And we need to have our system, in terms of the United States, our system needs to be shook to the core in order to get fixed. We can't do that if we don't have somebody in there shaking it. Do I like what's going on? Do I like the hate? Do I like the thievery and the deception? Absolutely not. It makes me sick. But I saw this coming since 2019. So nothing's a surprise to me. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to work out amazing on the other side. Yep, we got a little time yet to go through this. But take care of your own. Make sure you love on your community. You protect each other, you take care of each other, and the rest will fall into place. Stay alert, do all the right things, but if you are living your life doing the right things and always with that kind of intention to do good, good will come to you. What you're seeing and will begin to see, and you're starting to see a little bit of cracks of karma coming. But karma is really going to start showing up. And so, as long as you are doing right and being right and being kind and showing love, you will be okay. But in terms of what's going on in the world, seeing it from a perspective that is less victim and more in terms of change for the better. Like all of this is getting shook up as if you're cleaning a house, right? When you clean the house, when you like spring clean, you have to pull everything out from the walls, right? You have to pull it all into the middle so you can see what you were dealing with. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening right now. Things have to happen. I remember a boss saying one time to me, Diane, let the chaos happen. And that is a hard statement. That's a hard directive to follow for someone like myself. And I never was good at that. But that's sort of where we're at right now. My job is to keep you safe by guiding you and providing you with some insight, some intuitive guidance, some teachings that you can lean on, some examples of faith to prove it exists. If I can give you all of that to bring you some sort of peace during these hard times, then I'm doing my job here. Your job is to see the value in the change, plan all your what ifs, see what you can gain from this in the positive way, whether it's like now I have, with all that's going on, I'm going to take the time to get to know my neighbors because they may need me. I might need them. That's a win. If you haven't talked to your neighbors since you moved into your neighborhood, but now you feel like you should, or now they feel like they should and they're coming to you, look at that. Look what universe just did, right? So we're not blinding ourselves from reality, but instead we are opening our eyes to possibilities and where this could be taking us. This isn't the first rodeo of the world like this. It's just that United States is super, super young and we have to go through this growing period. But on the other side of this, on the other side, think how your home looks when you're done doing the spring cleaning and you've taken everything to the curb. When you've taken all the trash to the curb, how beautiful is the home? How good do you feel in it? How safe do you feel? How relieved? Think of all those feelings you get, you know what I mean? Like, feels like everything in its place, right? Like, ah, oh, I can sit down and I'm not looking at something that needs to be taken care of. That's kind of what's happening. And so, if we can use the what if mantra to make it our own, to see ourselves through, to find the growth, to make the progress, to move forward, this is all a win-win. But you have to keep the faith. It's the faith in it all that keeps, that's the glue in it all. To my skeptics, I understand. I get it. Maybe it sounds like foo-foo bullshit, right? But it's true. And what if it isn't? What's the worst that's going to happen? Because if you're seeing what's really going on, but you're thinking of it as a positive, what is so wrong about that? You're still, I remember someone I was talking years ago, and they were of the belief that we should just accept the falling of whatever comes to us, right? They were speaking of politics at the time, and they're very gruff and rough and very much like, don't give to any. If I have to work for it, you have to work for it, assuming others who are in need don't work for things. He was that guy. And I remember him telling me that my outlooks were fantasy bullshit. But everything I told him that time, everything I saw in terms of where things were headed and the outlooks happened. They happened. Now, I will also say though, and not only did they happen, but because I had a positive outlook and saw and tried to find like my growth to get from it or the reasons or where it was taking me, going through those processes was not only exciting because I knew I was going somewhere with it, but I also had control. So I took my power back, and people like him could not fearmonger me into his world. That's your power. Another reason why understanding or seeing the big picture of things and the why and where it might be taking us, instead of living in the fear mongering, is that you gain your control back. One time I was told, this happened all the time. So I'm from the state of Michigan automotive industry. And I remember back when, and I'm just gonna be frank, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or what it is in politics, but this is just observational that I noticed, okay? Whenever there was, I think it was, Who was in there at the time? Obama came in 08 because the world crashed basically prior to that. And so he came in to fix things in the United States, right? And I remember people were like, oh, he's gonna ruin it, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that. And through the process of rebuilding this nation and getting things running again, people around us, which was very, this was how I knew that we would end up where we're at today. There were literally people who worked in the automotive industry, okay? They helped build cars, convinced that the automotive industry had died. Meanwhile, now, mind you, this is like year three or four when people were starting to get jobs back and stuff, right? But these people were still being so convinced that things were not better that even under their nose, they didn't see the facts. And I remember my father saying, don't listen to what the media tells you, look at what you see. And he was right. The media was pushing demise, the world ending, automotive industry is gonna blah blah blah, nobody's buying cars and all this. But my eyes were seeing all kinds of brand new cars on the road. My eyes were seeing all kinds of home sales. I was seeing the gas prices come down. So what's most important is to not take what you hear, but what you see and experience yourself. I don't know how many times I was told by people, like, they're not doing the Pledge of Allegiance in the kids' classrooms anymore. That was going on and on and on and on, right? Right? But that wasn't true. They were doing it. But because people were, and what was interesting is the people who were saying that had grandkids in classes next to my kids doing it. So I'm not on a rage about politics, although it may seem like that. Politics is just the tool that's being used to stop us from thinking on our own, basically. And so what this is about is seeing the possibilities of what you do see from your own eyes. Yeah, take in the information within reason, in moderation, so you do know what's going on in the world. But through that information that you hear and using your eyes to see what's going on and adding that your personal experiences of what you've witnessed and experienced, you can easily put together a nice, beautiful what if plan. And you can also see the possibilities within that plan if you truly are honest and really see things for the greater good. But that's the key. You cannot live in a victim mentality. We have to live in a we're going somewhere with this mentality, a there's always possibilities mentality, the hopeful mentality. So utilizing the what if this is all meant to be, you can really see some personal opportunities in your future. And that's exciting. Very exciting. So I hope you take the time. I did kind of ramble on, so hopefully I didn't lose you there. But it really is, for me, an exciting mantra construct for my life because it works. It just shifts you from from victim to from being a helpless victim to being a hopeful, in control, power back individual that's progressing in life, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter. Hopefully this will help you out. All right. So, what was I was going to tell you? I'm going to do a card poll. But I also see, okay, sorry, I was reading my notes to make sure that I got you covered everything for you. Okay, let's pull a card. This is again from my Vintage Wisdom Oracle deck, my favorite deck I work with 99% of the time. We'll just ask for a card to come out and see what they have to say. I hope everyone is doing great out there. And FYI, I am going to be doing some classes coming up. I'm on Eventbrite, and so I will have more information for you, but I will be doing some classes coming this fall. That's on intuitive skill sets. I think I'm going to actually do a mediumship class. These will all be online, so they'll be virtual. Anybody can join as long as you can meet up at the time that I set them as. Anyone around the world can join, and I'd love to have you. We are English speaking, however, so as long as you can speak English, I can work with any kind of accents, and I love to have the cultural mixes. So please join us if you like. You can reach out to me via my podcast. You can comment there. You can email me at Diane Reiser at Oak and Tusk Guidance Services.com. You can go to that website, Oak and Tusk Guidance Services.com, and send me a message through there. Or you can go to my Substack, which is Trust Issues by Diane at Substack.com, and you can comment or direct message me there. I think that's everything. I think that's all of my connections. Ooh, look at the card I just got. It's the Love card. And this card is of a woman who's surrounded by some white doves. And the color purple is surrounding her. She's sitting in a garden near a lake. The lake has some red and yellow in it as well. Let me just kind of feel into this. Okay, this is talking about, as this is for the collective, lean into love. Seems cliche, obviously, but where am I getting that? Not just from the word, but it's the purple, which is intuitive, which if it's intuition, it's higher guidance, it's made of love. Anything spiritual is about love and kindness and uplifting. Listen to those messages. We are going to be going through some difficult times around the world, and the only way we can truly get through those is by leaning into faith and love. And although it will be hard, the key to loving each other is seeing each other as human. What's happening right now is we're being divided. We're being, what do they say? Divide and conquered. So if I am told not to like you because you wear a red hat, then the two of us are less powerful now because we've just been broken, right? So if you're my friend and I've been told not to like you because you wear a red hat, and now we're separate, so now we're less powerful, right? So this card is reminding us not to separate no matter what. Instead, pull together. Use love to pull each other together. Don't let hate win. And it won't, because in the end, people can't help it. Real people cannot help but care for each other. And so lean on this. Understand, we are headed towards the greater good for everyone, but do also understand those who don't want that won't get it. So If you have someone in your circle or you know these people who absolutely refuse to change, refuse, you know, the person who is like drowning in the river but won't take your hand because they don't like the type of person you are. You can't help them if they're not going to help themselves. If they, you can't make them grab your hand. And so if you have people in your world who will not grab your hand, you cannot help them. Love them from afar, but understand this is not a hate on them. This is simply they are choosing, they're making a choice not to grab your helping hand. And because of that, those of you who will not grab the helping hand will be left. Those of you who are helping and lifting and being lifted on the other side of all of this is amazing, amazing changes for you. It's a very strange thing because the people who won't grab your hand for help will be miserable, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And over time, in a short time at that, what will happen is people will start to shut them out. And these people will have to have a choice. You either live in and with love, or you crawl back under your rock. Because there's coming a point, and it's coming soon. It's a tipping point where hate will fall. Because hate takes so much more energy than love. And we're running out of energy. So if you're fearful, if you're scared of what's to come, please don't be. Use your what ifs, use your why to question what you can get from this, and take what you can get and leave the rest. Don't be fearful. Don't be sad for those who won't grab our hands either, because they're not sad for themselves. Okay? It's okay. Some of them will come around later. They'll come quietly, bashfully, head down, not wanting to admit nothing. However, they will come around. And we will all become an amazing world in the end. We really will. And that's right around the corner. Do I have exact timeline? Nope. I do keep hearing that something in 2 to 3 years, but there's still a lot of change in 2 to 3 years. So how that looks and when it lands, it won't be like 10 years, but it will take some time. But if you look for the positive, if you look for the what if I do this, or what if this is meant for greater good? If you fill in those what ifs and what you can get from it, I promise this Crazyville land time frame, all of this going on will seem shorter and less intense. Take care of each other, love on each other. Let me know if you have any questions. You know where to find me. Diane Reiser at OakandTuskGuidanceServices.com is my email address. Feel free to reach out. If you're looking to book a session, feel free. On my website, there's a description of all my work. And just like I said, email me or whatever, and I will get you, we can get you set up. And it's virtual, so it's nice and simple. All right, everybody, thanks again for listening. I appreciate your time. I wish you the best, and we will talk again next month. I do promise to continue to have an article and a podcast episode every single month. I'm hoping to always try to fit that in the middle of the month, but if you're not seeing it in the middle of the month, just know it's coming. Things happen. Life is lifing in a good way. But my self-imposed deadlines are not always met because of it. So, thank you again for being here. And I send you love, I send you light, and lots of positive energy. Bye bye now.